stick with my guns.
All right.
That was Patella with the kick, boys.
I'll take your word for it.
Oh, see, I did get Doug Cole in this game.
You did. You did. You spoke too soon. Mm-hmm. But Doug Cole has such precision.
Oh, I know.
I bet you he could circumcise a mosquito. First and 10, right to left Grosser Radio, are the Morris Orioles. Keeping this a animal night. First and 10 in between the hash marks. Two wide to the right. In the shotgun is Gavin Lucas, man to his left. Keeping it for himself, rolling to his right now, going back midfield. He has room to run, has the first down, cutting to the near sideline at midfield, and drags his defender across to the 49-yard line, where he's finally stopped by Jonathan Ridley, defensive end, the senior for Eagles. And it is first and 10 for Morris, 7.5 to play in regulation.
At what looked like a broken play for the quarterback, Gavin Lucas, a run to his right. There is nothing there. Again, the defensive end blows up the play, so he just cuts it up the middle and breaks through the middle of the field. And number 28 for Deckerville, Jonathan Ridley, goes for a free ride there as he is dragged about 5 yards before he actually makes the tackle. And but again, stops a play, but that's got to be Morris's biggest play of the game on offense so far.
Absolutely. As Gavin Lucas rolling to his right, passing downfield, it's man-to-man coverage, and this one is severely underthrown. His intended receiver was number 21, Zach Rivers. And it was good coverage by number 41, Brendan Hanley, for the Eagles, and now sets a second down, 10 to go.
Intended receiver there, number 6, Garrett Larner, Jr., tight end for the Orioles. That ball was underthrown, but I think it was intended to come up a little bit short and a little bit behind the receiver to his right. The defensive back was in excellent position, so that's why he tried to throw it, because only his receiver could, where he could get it. He made the adjustment, the ball come up just a hair short.
Two wide to the right, Gavin Lucas in the shotgun, rolling to his right for the keeper. He's dodging defenders, gets all the way down to the 44, 45-yard line, and they're actually going to put him down at the 46-yard line. So a gain of a few, and it brings up a third down, 7 to go at the Deckerville 46-yard line. Less than 6 to play in the fourth quarter. It's still Deckerville 38, Morris nothing.
And number 22, Robbie Krueger, limping off the field for the Orioles. You mentioned their low numbers. That's obviously going to be another cause for concern.
Third down, 7 to go for the Morris Orioles. Right to left across your radio. Deckerville flexing their muscles, gained some of the younger players in this fourth quarter. Have not given up a score quite yet. Two wide to the right, backup quarterback Gavin Lucas in shotgun, looking to pass, and does a bit of a Brett Favre pass and gets complete to number 2, Luke Binshettle, the former quarterback. And in doing so, he was so far in the backfield, it's actually a loss of 4 yards on the play, and they're right at the 50-yard line.
At number 5, Austin Fritsch in coverage, makes the tackle for a loss. But again, that sack could have gone for a lot worse. An athletic play to keep the ball alive, to get it to Luke Binshettle. But again, Deckerville defense, it does feel like they have 11 guys on defense against 8 right now. They are everywhere and on every play. There has just not been a lot of open space for the Orioles on offense.
Fourth down and 12 to go, and Morris is getting the complete empty backfield and the shotgun. Gavin Lucas throwing downfield, and it's caught by number 2 for the completion, Luke Binshettle. For the completion to move the chains, brought down by number 5, Austin Fritsch, at the 29-yard line, a 21-yard pickup, and enough to move the chains. Actually going to mark him down at the 30, so an exact 20-yard gain on the pass. First and 10 from the Deckerville 30-yard line.
Four guys in running routes there for the Orioles, so man-to-man coverage. Deckerville brings that odd guy on the pressure. Nice job by the quarterback to stand in, take the hit, deliver the throw on the money for a nice throw and catch by the Orioles.
Gavin Lucas in trouble, and he is sacked in the backfield. Brought down by Jonathan Ridley and Cole Hewitt as they are starting to get the postgame barbecue rolling. They've got the herring on a hot griddle right there. Second down and 15, a loss of 5 on the play. And Morris, just when they think they get something rolling, Deckerville comes in with the pressure and pushes them back 5 yards.
Absolutely. Again, just got done saying how the offensive line gave the quarterback a chance to deliver that last pass. Not that time. Deckerville's defense bringing the pressure. That time, no one open. The first receiver not open. Second one not open. And by that time, Gavin Lucas is going to the ground.
Running clock, 38-0. 3 minutes left in regulation. Gavin Lucas keeps it for himself. Gets through three tackles. He's at the 20,
to
the 15,
races.
To the 5. And is into the end zone. Touchdown, Morris. With 2:58 left in the fourth quarter, Gavin Lucas breaks free for a 35-yard quarterback keeper, and the shutout is no longer for Deckerville, and it is 38-6, a 32-point differential, so the clock stops at 2:58.
An impressive drive there, led by quarterback Gavin Lucas, in my mind, making a case to be the starting quarterback week in and week out. He has shown great vision, strength, and knowing the situation, there were two guys that come free on him that could have made sacks. He stepped up in the pocket, slipped through those two tacklers, and then made a nice stretch and showing some speed getting to the sideline and outrunning and running side by side with Austin Fritsch and beating him to the pylon. That's pretty impressive.
Going for two because a 32-point after is not available. Gavin Lucas going for the quick pass, and this one's deflected by a few Deckerville defenders. The two-point conversion, Cole Hewitt leading that the tip. And the two-point conversion is no good. With 2:58 left in the fourth, it's Deckerville 38, Morris 6.
When we need help, there are times we just need to talk to a friend.
Thank you for calling. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences. Please tell me your phone or account number. Hold for one moment.
Can I please talk to a human?
That's okay. I'm a new virtual assistant that can understand complete sentences.
Can I please talk to a human?
No problem. Your account number is a 9 or 10.
Can I please talk to a human?
Bear with me for one moment before I help you with that.
Maybe it's time for a new phone family.
Good morning, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Oh, hi, Mr. Randall. Tell me, how does Sue like her new phone?
She's loving it. Just the other day, she was talking to her girlfriend.
Unplug the robot and bring your family into ours. Thumb Cellular. Dedicated to one-on-one personal human connections.
Hey, Dave, how you doing tonight? Mark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole with your broadcast tonight. As it's 38-6 with 2:56 left in the fourth quarter, Deckerville. Morris tries to go for the onside kick. No dice there. Deckerville recovers at their own 40-yard line where they'll start this drive. They lead 38-6, leading by 32 points. So the running clock is no longer for the time being. And Deckerville's offense on the field. So, Dave, actually, all three of us here, we're all Catholic, aren't we? No. Dave and I are Catholic.
Yes.
Doug Cole, not so much. Not from the thumb. We'll get to that in a second. It's a handoff to number 41, Brendan Hanley. He's breaking free. He's cross midfield all the way to the 35-yard line, and it lowers the shoulder at the 31-yard line. A big old run, a 29-yard run for Brendan Hanley, and he's not done yet. Turn off the showers. We still had some more football to play, says Brendan Hanley, and forced out of bounds by number 28, Austin Eddington.
Again, keep in mind, Brendan Hanley, a junior, he's going to be one of the guys leading this running back core next season, so nice to see him get some action. He did have that fumble earlier. Good to see him rebound and bust one off for a big gain here to start this drive.
Cole Rumzik, your quarterback for Deckerville. Second-string quarterback for the Eagles. We haven't seen Brandon Pizzello in a couple of drives. It's a handoff right through the middle across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 27-yard line where forward progress has stopped. There's a maroon jersey underneath there somewhere for the Eagles. That would be number 3, Chase Pizzello, your ball carrier. And he pushes, trudges forward for about 4 yards, 2.5 to play.
Tackler there, also number 3, Connor Lucas, the leading tackler there for the Orioles. Connor Lucas, also Clark, 11 tackles to lead the team tonight.
Second down, 6 to go. High formation, Cole Rumzik under center. And it's a handoff.